Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ready for a double whammy?
Okay.
3 out of 5 parents say the worst part about the kids being back at school is they have to make school lunches again.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I 100% am on board with that. I don't even do it anymore. My older daughter is 12 years old, and last year I was complaining about how terrible and how picky she is.
Sure.
And I got a text message from a listener and said, she's old enough to make her own lunch. And it was like the sea had parted and the sun had come from the clouds. I go, wait a minute.
All of a sudden, a light came on inside your head. You were like, this is the way I'm going to live my life the rest of my life.
You mean that my
next chapter.
She can make her own sandwich? No. Absolutely not. And you want to know what? I said to her, you know what, Hayden? I think you could figure this out on your own. Mommy's not around in the morning. I always had to make it the night before anyway, or I'd have to get up even earlier.
Sure.
And she did.
And she's still alive.
She figured it out.
Yeah, it's been a month.
She eats granola bars and chips every single day. But all right.
Hey, if she's got the metabolism,
well,
you know, God bless her, right? Yep. Have a good time.
Here's a double whammy. Lunchables, also a shortage because of COVID, of course.
I can't. This is enough. All right. When are we done with the excuses? When are we done with this nonsense? Let me guess. There's only one factory that makes Lunchables,
who knows?
The truck chip.
I don't know.
This makes no sense to me.
But it got me thinking about lunches when you were a kid, because lunchtime is an important time in school because it's like when you get to actually talk to your friends and it's like a social thing, but you get judged by what you're eating. So if you want to call 1-800-330-9999, what was the messed up thing that your parent gave to you in your lunchbox? For me, it wasn't messed up. I talk about this every year. I love Nutella.
Mm-hmm.
I am a little Italian girl. My parents are born and raised in Italy. What did they put in my lunchbox? I used to call it chocolate and papa. It was bread with Nutella on it, like Wonder Bread. And it was delicious. But this was before Nutella was popular.
Nobody knew about Nutella.
Now everybody knows, Nutella's
right,
so
but they
cool.
didn't know what it was. They didn't know what color it was supposed to be. They didn't understand. So what did they call it?
I don't want to say because it makes me feel sad.
What did they call it?
They used to call it my poop sandwich.
It was a poop sandwich.
You had a poop sandwich. No,
you had a poop burger.
No,
and you know we get in trouble every time we say the word poop.
I know.
But sometimes,
stop saying it.
Sometimes it's worth it. Because you had a poop sandwich and it's sad. And I'm sad for you now.
But now it's delicious and everybody realizes they were wrong for making fun of me that I had that every single day.
It's totally fine to eat a poop sandwich now.
I was also very heavy as a child, and now in retrospect, it makes sense because 1 tablespoon of Nutella is about 747 calories. 1-800-330-9999. Dan and Raven, what's the messed up thing that your parents put in your lunchbox?
Ooh, cold hot dogs.
What?
It wasn't great, actually, but they would say, you know, here's your slice of Wonder Bread, and these ballpark Franks, they're fully cooked, so don't even warm it up. Just toss it in there and slap it on the Wonder Bread.
I mean, I know they're fully cooked, but that's disgusting. And I know it's basically the same thing as bologna, but for some reason, bologna feels so much more okay. So much more okay.
Yeah. No, yeah, I can't even imagine about eating a cold hot dog, but I always say it all the time. Like, if my Hayden, my oldest, is like, oh, it's not cooked enough, I'm like, they're already cooked. I don't know why I default to that. It's like
gross.
A parent thing to say.
Well, it's just the safety. It's the safety net. You won't die if you eat that. You won't be satisfied. You won't be happy in any way, shape, or form. Mm. You may, in fact, be sick, but you won't die.
1-800-330-9999. What was that messed up thing that your parents put in your lunchbox? She texted Swiss cheese and olive loaf sandwich wrapped in wax paper.
Oh, man.
What is olive loaf?
Isn't it like one of those ones that looks like the head cheese, right? Where it's got the stuff in the meat?
Ugh.
That never looks right to me. I mean, I know it's just an olive, but, you know, when you cut it that way, it doesn't look right.
3 in 5 parents say that making lunch for their kids at school is the worst thing they have to do now that the kids are back at school. 1-800-330-9999. What was the worst thing that your parents ever put in your lunchbox?
I have to say, the hot dog situation happened for me, too, but mine were hot in a thermos filled with hot water in the morning, a couple hot dogs in it, closed it up, had some buns on the side, but at lunchtime, they were all warm and ready. I actually used to do that to the beach also all the time.
Oh, you know, listen,
I mean, at least the those water. Ones were hot, but you know that the water's stinky, right? It's like having one of those carts that you're dying to find that guy with the cart when you walk out of the bar at 2 a.m., but in your lunchbox every day, you're the dirty water cart person.
And you know how hard it is to open those thermoses? So you open it, and inevitably, you're going to spill it on you. It's going to go all over you, the hot dog water.
Oh, no.
Hi, Santa and Raven. What did your parents put in your lunchbox?
My mom would always put hard-boiled eggs in my lunchbox, and they would smell so bad.
Oh, that's too bad. Like, you weren't the actual stinky kid. It was just in your lunchbox.
Yeah, I mean, it would just, like, fill up the little cafeteria, and everybody would be like, ew, you farted. Yeah.
Right. On a hot day, fart box. As soon as you pull out the lunchbox.
They actually did say fart box.
Yeah, so, no, I'm a grown-up.
You must have been one of those kids.
Right.
No, I was not one of those kids.
Did you make fun of our fart box?
No, I wouldn't make fun of somebody's fart box.
All right.
But I might laugh if somebody said it.
We're like 5 years old.
I'm like complicit there. But, all right. I apologize. It's not okay for me to be complicit when you had a fart box. It's not.
It's not nice.
It's not nice.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did your parents put in your lunchbox?
You know those huge deli pickles?
Yeah.
So my mom would put a huge deli pickle in my lunchbox every single day. And like some days it was only the deli pickle. And so I just like got made fun of all the time because I always had this gigantic deli pickle for lunch and sometimes only that. It was super embarrassing.
I mean, did you love pickles or just casually say to your mom one time, I like that pickle. And then your mom for the rest of your life
she went to Costco.
Was like, that's the pickle. Do they have them in bulk at Costco?
I mean, they have everything in bulk at Costco. Why else would you get a pickle every day? It's not like you go stumble upon giant pickles everywhere you go.
Exactly. Like, I liked them, you know, I liked them at first,
right.
Not after a while. I don't eat pickles anymore. I haven't eaten a pickle, like, since I was an adult.
Right. Now it's terrifying to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get traumatized. Yes. Somebody breaks out
exactly.
A deli pickle and you start sweating. Okay. I get it.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did your parents put in your lunchbox?
My parents gave me pizza bagels.
That doesn't sound so bad.
But they were frozen.
What?
Yeah, so my mom would give me frozen pizza bagels and then say they would... No, they're going to defrost by the time it's lunchtime. Lunchtime was 11 a.m.
I mean, and there's no microwave in the elementary school lunchroom. Wow.
Oh, God, I hope they were the pepperoni ones.
I would suck on them like ice cubes. I just let them sit there in my mouth.
How could the teacher let that go on? That's terrible. Oh, my God.
I mean, there's worse things.
Is there?
I don't know.
As bad as all this sounds, it's still kind of making me hungry.
1-800-330-9999. Messed up things your parents put in your lunchbox. On our text line, my mom would put cold meatloaf, tomato sauce on Wonder Bread. It was Catholic school, so you had to eat it. One time, the sister pulled my uneaten meatloaf out of the garbage and forced me to eat it. You're better off just eating the sandwich.
I mean, nuns got away with everything.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
100%.
Everything. I can remember being younger, and my mom would make me lunches. So right up until like middle school, high school is when I convinced her that only dorks were bringing their lunch, which, of course, is a nonsense thing to say.
Right.
But, you know, I convinced my mom that I just couldn't do it anymore. But I remember she would make me these great lunches, but there was always an apple in there. And now I love apples, but when I was younger, there was nothing I wanted to see less in my lunch bag than an apple. So I would abuse the lunch on the way to school. Like I would bang it on stuff. I would be throwing it on the bus or whatever. And guess what? That just makes the apple a whole lot worse. And now you got apple guts all over the rest of your stuff.
I used to have my Nutella sandwiches because I grew up in an Italian. And
don't make me say it again.
Don't say it. But kids used to make fun of me. And I always used to be jealous because they would trade lunches and nobody would ever trade lunches with
nobody
me.
Nobody wanted to trade.
Which is why I didn't have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich until I was 16 years old. Because nobody would give me that. That's a true story, Raven. Because nobody would ever give me their peanut butter and jelly for my Nutella sandwich.
I can't.
1-800-330-9999. It's a messed up thing your parents put in your lunchbox.
It was a stripped down BLT, so it was Wonder Bread and mayonnaise.
Wait a minute.
That's a mayonnaise sandwich.
It's a mayonnaise sandwich. Wait.
A mayonnaise sandwich. Yeah. It was disgusting.
Stripped down BLT. That's like, I mean, they didn't actually have any of the other elements of the BLT. Like, there was no element of the BLT in that sandwich. Wow.
Oh, they got all fancy, like it was a fancy restaurant. Deconstructed BLT, except there's no B or T.
Or L. Or it was just mayonnaise. Wow.
Thank you.
That's terrible. Thank you for the call.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Messed up thing your parents put in your lunchbox.
Calamari on Italian bread.
Oh, what?
Was it fried or was it grilled?
It was up at Sayul in sauce.
I mean, not for nothing, but if it was Italian bread, it wouldn't have been terrible. Sounds pretty delicious.
I mean, it sounds tasty, right, but you don't want anybody to see you eat it at elementary school.
A little hot pepper
on the
side.
Kids are wondering all that. What were those things sticking out of your, the calamari legs sticking out of your bread? And they would all make fun of us.
This is like a baby Ursula.
This is like in the late 50s, early 60s.
Right. Nobody had seen that stuff here before. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I could go for some calamari pizzioli right now. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Messed up thing your parents put in your lunchbox.
Growing up, I used to have dandelion greens on Italian bread.
What are dandelion greens?
So it's like, don't they make it in like a mixed salad nowadays? They put that in there, right?
Exactly. My dad used to pick the dandelions before they flowered, and they boil them and mix them with olive oil and put them on Italian bread, and the bread got green and soggy, but it was delicious.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds actually tasty, but the thing is, again, mixed greens, nobody had seen that back then, Anna. So they thought that she was eating the lawn.
I mean, it's weeds.
They had no idea.
She's literally eating the weeds from the lawn that her dad cut.
I buy those in the organic section now.
Yeah. Tana and Raven, what's the messed up thing your parents put in your lunch?
I taught my daughter to put a snack in her lunch, you know, in kindergarten, train them to start making their own lunch. Mm-hmm. And I got a call from her kindergarten teacher at lunchtime that she had put a stick of butter in her lunch.
I mean, that just sounds like Friday night.
Sounds like
good
planning. I don't know what the problem is.
I mean, what was the issue there, ma'am? Did you correct that teacher immediately? Because I would have.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.